We're here at the 2013 Commodity Classic in the BASF booth. With me right now is Dr. Chad Bromer, who is senior biologist for BASF in North America. And he's responsible for various herbicide development projects, including the advancement of Engenia herbicide, which we talked about here at Commodity Classic last year. We've got something a little bit different to talk about this year, and that's using infrared technology to assess the herbicide. So why are you doing that, and how does it work?
Well, one of the things that takes place, especially when we look at the secondary loss and we do our bioassays in terms of our humidome, is we do visual assessments. And so when we take the plants out of the domes that have been in there 24 hours, the only way that that herbicide gets from the plates that we've sprayed onto the plants is through that secondary loss or volatility. It's got to go through the air in order to get into the plant. So once we take the plants out, we do our visual assessments. Is there any twisting? Is there any cupping? Any type of necrosis or other color change in the plants? Well, with the human eye, even though we do these for many, many, many times and for thousands of hours staring at plants, we still need to have a real quantitative way to measure whether or not that plant has been impacted. The key for us was using these humidomes in order to help develop the new, more stable, lower secondary loss and dicamba formulation that's Engenia. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to take an existing technology, something that we could use rapidly, right when the plants come out of the humidomes, 100 degrees Fahrenheit inside of here. We'll put them out in our greenhouse or in the laboratory, let them rest for about an hour, and then we'll use this infrared camera to take an image. So what we see with a camera oftentimes is things that we can't see with a human eye, and that's whether the plant is physiologically functioning the same way.
Well, obviously, infrared technology uses colors. So what do the colors on the infrared then tell you about what's going on in the plant with the Engenia herbicide?
Well, the colors are really just a way to represent the temperature differences that we see in the plants. You can kind of think of it like if we just had a thermometer, one of those nice laser thermometers that you can point and click and use in your house to check your vents or your windows if they're leaking. Well, if we had thousands of those and we were using them all at the same time on the plants, then we would be able to write down the temperature differences and we'd be able to see one plant is functioning well, it's nice and cool, it's respiring, or a plant is not functioning well and it's going to be warmer. That means no respiration, no water taking up, water exchange. Same way that we use perspiration to cool ourselves, plants are using that exchange of water to help cool themselves. So bringing this back to the colors, we have basically a rainbow of colors that the camera associates with the temperature differences. So in the case of the tomatoes we used in our example yesterday, the untreated tomato and the treatment with Engenia of tomato, again, volatility, not over top of the plants, those tomatoes were the same color. They were dark. They were around 70-some degrees Fahrenheit. They were respiring, physiologically functioning as we would expect a tomato to, just like if it was in your garden. The older dicamba formulation, or what we call an existing dicamba formulation that's in the market now, we used as a comparison. And it was a different color blue, a lighter blue into some yellows and another part of the rainbow. What we associate with that is an increase in temperature. And that was up, you know, maybe 10 degrees Fahrenheit difference. That doesn't seem like much, but that's a real indication that something has taken place, that plant has taken up some of the dicamba through the secondary loss, and it's not functioning properly. Now, the really neat part of all this is not that we get to look at colors, because everybody loves colors, and it's a really fantastic camera. It's a very quality piece of science equipment. But the really neat thing is when we took these tomatoes out and we really looked at them with our naked eye, and these are a lot of people like me who spend thousands of hours staring at plants, none of us could see a difference. Nothing in the plants indicated that anything had taken place. And that's the beauty of having this quantitative measure like the camera. We take the infrared image, and sure enough, there is a difference between these plants. So ultimately, what this does for us is it allows us to be great scientists and great observers, so we'll still take our visual ratings and our visual data, but we want to be able to share with our cooperators and internally this quantitative data to just reinforce that, yes, Engenia is the most advanced dicamba formulation on the market. And also, as we continue to develop more formulations of Engenia into the future, we're going to have another tool to continue to make quality and timely assessments of what's taking place.
Well, I'm so glad you did that there, because my next question was going to be, well, what does this mean for the grower? And you just told me that.
Well, and you know, we do a lot of things that honestly in the laboratory in the greenhouse don't have an A plus B impact in the field. But that's not really what my role is. In terms of research and development, we're trying to do everything possible to understand how our products work and make sure that if there's a product that we're going to give to our field biologists and eventually release it to the public to use in their fields, it has to work, it has to be safe, and it's absolutely going to add value to their production system.
Perfect. All right. Thank you so much, Chad, here at the 2013 Commodity Classic at the BASF booth. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.